Right, hello and welcome to another episode of the Give Us a Spell podcast. My name is Zach. This episode we're going to be talking a fair bit about Sydney Racing. There's been some big news just then about Bossy calling it quits. He's thrown in the towel, he's retired, big career from him. We're going to be talking all things racing this weekend. It's pretty wet in Sydney. We won't mention too much in the Goldie because I am 99% sure it is going to be off. They're pretty much underwater up there. But it is Rose Hill. We're back there. We've had a couple of weeks in the provincial racetracks, but back at Rose Hill and back with the boys, Tom and Kohai. Tommy, how are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Good couple of weeks away, but good to come back into town. Bit of a terrible week, though, with the weather. I think there's going to be a fair few meetings called off, but at least we've got a side dish at Perth on Saturday, and they should be pretty good as well, so we'll be punting all day either way.
And a bit of Inter-Dominion too for anyone who likes their harness. Speaking of venues getting abandoned, there was a horse in the last today that was 41 into fives, Weekend Warrior I think it was, and then they freaking abandoned the race. I was really keen to see that go around. Coey, I assume you're at the pub?
In the car now.
In the car park, getting venue mode.
Oh, you bet. Well, how else are you meant to do it? I'm good, mate. It's just, I don't know, the weather's just, it's just wet. It's just wet everywhere. And I mean, who knows what goes ahead. And I guess you just do all your form for Sydney anyway as a heavy.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, who can swim?
I think it's a heavy eight now. We're expecting probably more rain as well. So, yeah, it's going to be pretty yuck. Like Tom said, obviously there's Perth Racing, which will go into the evening, and there's a bit of Inter-Dominion if you can handle the trots. But boys, Bossy just threw the towel in about an hour and a half ago. He announced his retirement, and pretty quick smart, he was picked up by Ladbroke. So it looks like he's going to join their content team and start doing some stuff with them. But I think we mentioned, boys, old Coey, last week that Bossy hadn't ridden a winner since August. So not sure if that plays any part in this, but he was a legend either way.
I mean, you win three Melbourne Cups in a row. I mean, I don't care how good the horse is. I mean, he's pulled off the amazing three-peat, so you can't take that away from him. And on top of that, he's won pretty much next to everything, you know. Like, he's won a Everest. He's won a Golden Eagle. He's won all the group ones. Yeah, just unbelievable, you know, like, I think he's 52 or 53, early 50s.
52, yeah.
There's not much more for him to achieve anyway. I mean, yeah, we mentioned that he hasn't had a winner in quite some time, but it doesn't matter. Like, I mean, on paper, he has earned stacks.
How much do you reckon?
Many. Oh, for himself
prize money.
Or for probably like fucking, I don't know, 500 million?
Nah, 203. He's had 18,900 rides, 2,400 winners, 4,000 places, 203 million prize money. His cut is 5%, so what's that, 10 million, tick over 10, plus whatever little extras. 90 group ones, which is pretty bloody good. One of the greats, Tommy.
Yeah, and to go with those 90 group ones, 138 group one places as well. So he's, even when he's not winning, he's still around about. And
yeah.
He was lucky enough. I mean, we were lucky enough to have him ride Aramine for my grandparents, Jeff and Beryl White. He, Corey Brown rode, used to ride him, and Corey went to Hong Kong, and they ended up picking Bossy to ride him for a carnival. And in the same prep, he won a BMW, a Ranvet, and a Queen Elizabeth, all in succession. He's still the only horse to do those three races in 1 year.
Yeah.
And Bossy was he's a Group One rider, Group One performer, and Group One bloke. He always strived pretty hard to win. I saw an interview with him. He was meant to ride Incentivizers, we touched on last week, and he said he was getting a bit dirty on himself about not being able to go down and ride Incentivise before the Melbourne Cup. Before he could really delve into it, he just talked about how stoked he was to see Brett Preble back in form and riding him, and he was supportive of him. So he's taught a lot of young blokes some good things as well. So no, he's a great man, Bossy, and hopefully he can get a winner or two on Saturday as he hangs up the reins.
It's interesting, like, you know, he announced that he was moving to Melbourne and whatever, but look, he's one of the greats. I think I met him at Sky one day. He was a legend. So I remember watching him when I was in primary school, right in Melbourne Cups. So he's had a bloody long career and pretty much probably a well-deserved retirement. He's obviously going to be aboard Spanish Mission on the weekend, going around $1.50 in the zipping down in Melbourne. So hopefully he can nail a couple of those. But yeah, boys, we're at Rose Hill. So we're a heavy eight. Probably may get a bit worse if... Well, who knows? When we look at these meteorologists at the moment, they keep getting it wrong, but it's been a pretty ordinary, probably last little like week or so with us, but it's just been grey and raining and a bit yuck. So we'll have a look. We'll go through a couple of races. Probably don't need to do them all. As we mentioned just before, some of it's pretty ordinary, to be honest, but I want to have a little, we'll kick things off in race two of the highway. I don't mind highways. I think there's always value to find these. But this participator for Donnelly has been backed in the first already, $5 into 260. We got J-Mac aboard, still in fashion, on a little bit of a drift. But there's some good money for this extravagant lad. Jay Ford's aboard, Barrier 4, $21 it opened on Wednesday. It's already into 11. And look, there's a couple of other ones there at double figures and stuff as well. But Tommy, any ideas on the highway? Are you with the fave? Are you with where the money is?
Yeah, I was actually on Wednesday waiting to see what this horse opened up, participator, and I was waiting for the market, and I looked, and before I could even get on, it was a minute, it was $5, another minute, it was $3.90, and then by the time I looked, it was already $3.20. I didn't get on then, but I should have, because they're still backing it. I thought it might ease a bit, but maybe it will on Saturday with the weather, but I think this is a genuine racehorse. I think it's got a lot of talent. This will be its hardest test so far, and really like to see how it goes against pretty good highway. The Tester Silence ran well in a highway a couple of weeks ago, and it was undefeated before coming to that highway as well. And I think it is another good one at odds, and a few other unbeaten horses in Limited Reality and still in fashion, was good coming second. When he finally managed to get out, he hit the line pretty well. You could argue he should have won, but I think I'm with participator. I'm really excited to see what this horse can do.
What about you, Coey? Fave?
There's a few unknown factors with the favourite. I mean, the early money just tells that it's going to win, but I just have a little bit of a query just for the heavy going coming up the highway at in the city, I guess. So I'm just going to steer away. I've missed the price, so I'm just going to try and go something a little bit more value. And I think something like Limited Reality at $14. It's had three trials to get to where, like, it's going to be run fresh come Saturday if it runs. But at least the one thing is that it's won on the heavy before. It's a tricky highway. There's early money. I don't know what to do with the early money because it's never won on the hot, like never won in town, and it's on the heavy track that it's never run on. Mm. So few queries. I'm happy to bet around it. And Limited Reality, drawn low, handles the heavy.
Take it.
Cameron Crockett. I think it's just a bit of a value play. So yeah, just swing for the fence.
Sweet. The Midway is race number 3 over 2,000. Quite a few people have already spoken to about this horse, and a lot of people are liking Rebel Rama for Connors and Tommy Berry. It's had a win in the heavy. It's had a couple of wins in the soft. It's 380 favourite. Pretty much opened that. Jesse James is there at 440 with Brody Loy. Jazzland's there. Still spewing about Jazzland's last win. Oh, second place. Unwavering Faith's there. Karma Zone's been backed. That Alicia Collett and Robinson's already been backed 21 into 11. Cryptogram had a pretty good run last start, and also had a couple of wins too in Hawkesbury and Goulburn and stuff. But Tommy, a lot of people talking up Rebel Rama, eh?
Yeah, you can see why. I think condition suits, jockey, track, map. I think everything suits this horse, and you're getting 380. I think it's a decent bet. There's just one that I wouldn't be shocked if it produces the goods on the day as well, and that's Unwavering Faith, that Book Gray for Nathan Doyle as well might be able to have a bit of a run on. But I've got to be with Rebel Rama.
Got to be with it too, Coy. I think it's a good thing.
No, I think, I think the punters are pretty spot on here. There's surprisingly a lot of speed for a 2,000 metre race. Jazzland, once again, we won't mention too much about it, but it's suited with the draw and everything else. But Rebel Rama, it'll definitely have the last say. And, I mean, we'll wait and see how the track actually plays. A wet Rose Hill can be a little bit of a tricky one. You probably want to be near rails, and if Rebel Rama gets trapped, it might have to ride for luck. But it has won on the heavy before. Big tick, upside. Genuine tempo. So, yeah, I'm with the favourite here.
I think it is. Everything sort of ticks along there. Look, we can probably fly through this. I think Mighty Veal is a pretty good thing in the ATC Cup over 2,000. It's $2. Tommy Berry and Waller, $2.50 into $2. Grow Ferry's had a little bit of love for it. Timmy Clark and Gay Waterhouse, it's $5 into $3.80. To me, it's between those two, but I think Mighty Veal might be pretty strong here, Tom.
I think it's a bit more open than that, Zach. I don't mind Blue Soldier, and I don't mind it when conditions get a bit wet as well. So, and off the short back off it, and Soldier of Love of the Gong, I reckon, aren't out of this race at all. But Polly Gray's trialled recently pretty well. J-Mac on, you got to be wary of it. Mighty Beal, I don't think it's had a start in the heavy, and I don't think it's won on soft either. So it has produced some great runs this prep. So I wouldn't be surprised if it does run a race, but I just want to see it on the heavy, especially taking $2. I think this Grow Ferry definitely going to win some races. Maybe it's still a little too soon, but they've backed it up twice in the Hunter and run at Kembla on the weekend as well. I think it's a good horse, and with each run it'll improve as well. So maybe this is the week for Grow Ferry. Yeah, I'll go with it.
These are pretty scary races, Coey, aren't they? 2,000 in the slop, 6 horses.
I'm with Tommy, really. Like, I think Grove Ferry shows heaps of pretty much upside. I think it's just – I think the biggest query is the fact that it's going to be 2,000 metres. It's never run on that distance. So that's the query. But if it's anything to go by, it's running the Kembla last start. It made plenty of grounds. It's going to have an 8-kilo weight swing, which is huge. It was carrying 61 last start. You got someone like TC booked. It's a bit of a back marker, so I'm not sure what the genuine tempo for this race is, especially being such a small, reduced field. A little bit of queries and question marks, but I'm happy to take the 8-kilo weight swing, which is going to be huge. It won't know what to do with it, essentially, and it will probably swoop late, is kind of how I see it. $3.80 past the $2 with Money Bill. I'll take the $3.80, thanks.
Take the $3.80. Let's go to race 6. This is 1,800 metre race, but Born a King and New King. So, Kohai, your nickname is King, so this could be a nice little quinella for you. So, Born a King, Tommy Berry and Waller, $4.20. New King for Matty Dale and Karen at $5. We've got Lord Ardmore. It's been running pretty well. Had a good win at Rose Hill, 2 starts back. Went all right at Newcastle as well. Tommy Sherry's on there claiming 2. We've got Welsh Legend. Can't touch that. So United, Media Star Guest. Good money for it too. 17 already into $7.50. What do we think, Tommy? King Cornella?
Yeah, Born a King was a really good win last start. It's I think it's a horse on the up. I want to be with something like it. And I do like Sherry on Lord Animore, claiming a couple of kilos as well. I think it's produced some really good runs the last couple. So I reckon he can run a massive race. Yeah, I think it was at Rose Hill when it did win 2 starts ago as well. So I like this Lord Ardmore. There's probably a few down the bottom as well. I'm wary of Prince of Aragon going to run a big race soon, but give me some of Lord Ardmore.
That Media Star, I guess, has had some love, Coey. It's had a win in the heavy.
Yeah, I'm kind of leaning towards it. The gamble is the distance, 1,800. Up, yeah. I mean, it's got to be rock hard fit. Yeah, rock hard fit going into it. 1,400 into a 1,800. I mean, it's nothing unusual. It's last start was up against an informed horse like Zushak, and it was only 2.5 behind, which I don't mind. I would be willing to take a gamble on it, just the fact that it's one on the heavy. $7.50 is a nice little price, but at the same time, I mean,
it was 17.
New King, yeah, New King is another kind of, it's a favourite. It's one of the heavy. I think it's got a lot of scope. It's run on the trip and distance and at the track as well. Last start, it came against So United and gets a weight drop since. So, I mean, I think New King is the bet. At the same time, Media Star, I guess, with that early money, I mean, wouldn't surprise me. It might crash straight into favouritism. Who knows?
Yeah, and then Tommy Lord Ardmore, I like that too, I think. Race 7, Starlight Stakes, Snap Dancer is the fave here. It opened 6.50, it opened a bit shorter today and had a little drift, so it's 4.20 now. Tambo's mate is dual nommed, but I'm pretty sure it's running in Sydney. It's got James already booked, $5 into 4.40. Southern Lads there at 7s on the drift. Written Beauty for Timmy Clark's at 7.50. You've got Edison, obviously off a pretty long holiday, hasn't run for a long time, Edison. Volpine, Juan Diva, coming back from Melbourne. Won me a stack, actually, for running into fourth. We got one of Tommy's horses, Mamaragan, absolutely friendless on the drift. But I might be a bit of a Tambo's mate here, Tommy.
Three starts in the soft, three wins, one start on the heavy, one win.
Reads well.
They keep backing it. McDonald on for Golan. You got to tick a lot of boxes. I think his last win was pretty good as well. So, I can't talk you out of Tambo's mate at all. I look at something like Southern Lad, and it was a good tough win on Melbourne Cup Day. They get nashed on this race as well. I think we'll only improve from that run. And something like Space Boy at odds as well. I think I don't think it minds the nice heavy track as well. I think it could be a good one to place as well.
It's had a couple of wins, yeah, in the heavy.
Yeah. Look, there's a couple here you could spec. Even Dream Circle does like to run well fresh, and it can go all right in the heavy as well. So there's a bit of value. But, yeah, I think Tambo's mate's definitely one on the up.
I think it's a good bet. Even the rank outsiders had some love for it too, the Ruffie with Tommy Berry and the Hawks. But, Coey, surely Tambo's mate.
Backed it last time, I'll be backing it again. I mean, Golan's words were, he loves it wet.
Yep.
So great, I'm going to follow that time straight in. And the fact that it's drawn low enough and it will be just outside of Space Boy, I think he'll just sit on his coattails and just go bang.
Yeah,
that's how I see it. There's plenty of speed drawn across the track, and if something like Volpine was drawn a bit lower than what it was, I think $15 is overs, or $13, sorry. But, yeah, I'll be all over Tambo's mate.
Yeah, I think it looks like we all are. The Festival Stakes, Ellsberg has been pretty well smashed. $3.50 already, $2.80. Brutality's going around for Joe Pride at 7s. We've got Bandersnatch at 9.50, was 17 at one point. Art Cadeau's on the drift. Open 6.50, it's out to 9.50. You've got Order Again, Lena's Hero, Kerwin's Lane. Pretty good race, to be honest. Ellsberg, obviously Rachel King on board for Gerald Ryan. One start in the heavy, one placing, hasn't won in the heavy, hasn't won in the soft, but it's been pretty severely backed, and everyone knows Brutality. It's had a couple of wins in the heavy, a couple of wins in the soft. Tommy, are you with Ellsberg?
No, I was on Eagle Day. I don't think I will be on Saturday. I think there's a lot of good chances, and I'm not going to take 280 for Ellsberg. I thought he goes well a bit fresher and is a bit suspect with on a bit of a wet track. There's a couple I want to mention. I think Arcado is a massive chance. Bit disappointing in the Goulburn Cup, but I reckon Berry on here could be a good price at 9.50. I think he can run a bit of a race. Another one I've been following is Lena's Hero. I really liked the Singapore horse coming over here. It won a couple of good races on the wet. And another one, if the track is really, really wet, is Stockman. It might just need another run before it starts winning again, but I think it can run a race. There's a couple extra ones I do want to mention in, like, Mubariz, it probably might need to run. Pandano, at a massive price as well. I think that's a silly price. I think it's much...
Pandano will probably get scratched, Tommy.
Oh, really?
I think so, yeah. If it's bottomless, I think they're planning to scratch it, is what I hear.
Okay. Well, But yeah, like, I'm going to go with Arcado just to add the price to beat a couple of these more fancy runners.
What do you think about something like Lena's Hero, Coey?
Lena's Hero, interesting runner. It's never run on the heavy. So, I mean, a little bit of a question mark. Second up, it's got excellent form second up. It had the little freshen up at Warwick Farm as a trial, and it's coming into this. And, like, you look at its form, I mean, second up, 6 starts, 3 wins in 1 place. So that holds up strong. I guess the heavy is a bit of a query, but it's had good form on the soft. So, I mean, CJ Waller being CJ Waller, I mean, if it's ready to run on the day, I mean, we know what he can get up to.
Yeah.
So definitely keep it safe, and $11 is a great price for it. As Tommy mentioned, Arcado, interesting runner. Goulburn Cup, it wasn't disappointing in my eyes. I think it was just the amount of checks and bumps and squeezes that it copped trying to splice the field. I mean, it just it had no luck in that run. So I would have imagined, even if it didn't win, it had a chance of winning, but it got squeezed out, so it's hard to say. But it would have figured in the minors. So that ninth placing definitely put a fucking pen through it. I wouldn't worry too much about that if you're an Arcado fan. Something that I probably wouldn't mind specking, I guess, is the Waller-McDonald combo. It's just timeless. Order again, $10. First up record's good. Handles the wet. 7 starts, 3 wins, 2 places. Yeah, I think it's going to be right at the back, probably with Brutality, is my guess. There is a fair bit of genuine tempo in this race. So if they do go hard and fast at the top and for the first, I don't know, 1,000 metres of this, I reckon Order Again is something that I'd be keeping my eyes close on. It's drawn bad, but at the same time, it's going to sit right at the back. So that shouldn't be an issue. $10, willing to gamble.
Good price. Race 9, we've got Brooke Spire as the fave, Nash and Chris Waller, $5. Expats there at sixes. We've got Bradley as a trail at 650. We've got Jump to Broom at 650. Then we go out to double figures for the other ones. A little bit of money for Budwar. Jenny Duggan, isn't she bloody flying? Brooke Spire, obviously favourite. Barry at 12. It goes all right first up. It's had a win in the heavy. Last time it was first up at 1 as well. What do you think, Tommy?
And this speed map's really interesting here. We've got three gun-ho horses in Boudoir, Expat, and Jump the Broom. I think this Jump the Broom could be really good. Had a lot of work to do at the Valley, and it seemed to take it all in its stride and run pretty well. It is a horse on the up, and I wouldn't be surprised if it can win. Blazer Trail, I think, is going to be scratched if, again, there's a lot of rain. Brooke Spire, I'm really wary of this horse. They've nommed it for a lot of races, and then they just keep scratching. So maybe this is just the week to put it in and win. But the one I'm tipping is Expat. I just think Expat. Tommy Sherry on, claiming a couple of kilos. He's ridden this horse 4 times to 2 wins. It should have been 3 with a disqualification, weighing in light. This horse has one fresh with him, and it's 3 out of the 4 on the heavy. So I think as well, if we see a few leaders get home as well, I think this horse will lead out of the out of all of them. I think it's just too quick, and they might even just let him go, and they might struggle to catch him. So I'm going to go with Expat.
Right, you go.
Expat is an interesting horse. It's drawn the absolute car park. It's going to have to work to cross. It's kind of how I see it. Loves the distance and loves the wet. I mean, that's 2 huge upsides, and the club is super handy. So it's going to be carrying 57.5, and it was in well enough, and it's got all the form lines that you need. But I just, that 13 barrier really scares me. So I'm just going to draw something a little bit closer to the rail, and that's probably why I'm going to pot Brooke Spire as well. I think the booking of Nash is really strong, and it's going to he rides his horses out, let's be honest. But with something like Expat drawn outside it, I'd be laying that $5 at the moment. Jump the Broom is really interesting. I don't know. I haven't seen too much of it. It's run at the Valley. It's run at Geelong. We don't even have second up form because it's just one of them horses that they've kept fresh 2 from 2. Handles the soft. It's drawn well enough. 54 kilos. I mean, I'm happy to gamble on it at 650. And then I wouldn't mind specking his Kobe Rocks. Followed this horse for a little while. It's just hasn't done too much since I've started following it, but it handles the heavy, drawn low enough. I'm thinking it might box seat, so it might get the run of the race. But yeah, I'm willing to gamble with this Victorian or Mexican, whatever we want to call it, Jump the Broom.
Jump the Broom. It was $16 when it opened, $6.50 now. Some people like it. Last race of the day, we got Francesco Guardi. J-Mac aboard, $9 already into $5.50. Blesk, Tommy's going around on it again for John O'Shea at $6.50. We got Grande Remore for Chris Lees at $7. We got Too Much Caviar at $7. Lease, Sacred Command, even Bluff and Bluster's had a little bit of love there as well. But good money, Tommy, for the fave.
Yeah, it was a close second last start and ran pretty well. I think it is a talented horse. Interesting to see its wet form, but McDonald and Waller could combo pair up. Bless, scratch from a different race, I think finding this race a bit easier. It's always got to be a upside, but what I want to look out for is Too Much Caviar. Javio, three starts, two wins, and a second on this horse. I think it's all been sort of on the good as well, and maybe just one placing on the soft. But Gay and Adrian will have their horses nice and fit. I think it gets to a pretty good lead as well, and they're going to be chasing it. So I think it's going to give us a good sight anyway. There's a couple others that could lead and could take it on, but I reckon it probably gets in front of him, the likes of Lease and a couple of others. But, yeah, I think give me JVO and Too Much Caviar in this race.
Agree with him, Coy?
We love seeing Black Caviar's product, you know, not so much prodigy, but I mean, it's just like anything with Caviar, we love it. I have to think that this is one of the trickiest final legs of the quaddies going around. Like, it's, I don't know what to throw at here. Like, I can see a little bit of merit, and the early money's probably purely because it's Chris Waller J-Mac for Francesco Guardi. Do I want to take it? It's, I don't know, I don't think I do. Blesk, heavy track form, last start was good. I'd rather take the $6.50 on it. Tommy Sticks. It's drawn well-ish. I mean, it's midfield, but I think it doesn't have to lead. Too Much Caviar, I'm sure, will lead alongside Lease. It's such a tricky race. I'm just, yeah, my brain says Blesk because it's $6.50, and I've, the last three starts it's had, it's been good. You know, it hasn't missed a hole, won one of them. I'm just going to trust the winning form. Or, you know, the good form in general and take a gamble on it, although it hasn't done so well on the heavy. So, Blesk for mine.
All right, Blesk it is. All right, come back with a multi. All right, multi time. I'll go first. I've got two from Rose Hill, and I'm going to take one over in Perth. I'm going to go Tambo's Mate to win, 440. I like it. Golan's brought him down. Rebel Rama chucking in to win as well, so getting a bit overconfident. I'm going Midnight Blue, race number 7, William Pike aboard. I know it's 210, and I know it's Pike, and it can be scary, but he was bloody enormous on the weekend, even though he didn't win the last. So you're getting about $36 for that. Tommy, go for it.
Yeah, I actually really like Rose Hill. There's a few that I really like there. In the first race, I think Hard to Say coming off the Breeders' Run is a really good bet. So I'm just going to go all these ones to place. But Hard to Say a place. The Participator, race 2. Rebel Rama, we spoke about. Mr. Mosaic in race 5 as well. Great fresh record for Gerald. I think he can run a bit of a race, and X-Pac, as we discussed as well. Chuck them all into place. You're getting $23.
Beautiful. Is that five? Five to
yep,
place?
Five. Yep, five. We've got a 1.1 multiplier. Yep.
Beautiful. Coey?
Much like you, Tunnels, I think Tambo's Mate, I've only put it in as a place, but I think with the rain coming, I think it just comes down the highway. And, you know, I figured that it's going to be top three, but at the same time, it should win in my eyes. Along with Grove Ferry in the ATC Cup, I think just even to place, okay. There's only 6 runners. It just needs to run a hole of top 2. I think it will with that weight swing.
Yep.
We head down to Caulfield, Festival Dancer, the Matthew Smith runner that did, Dylan Gibbons' his first stakes grade win. I think $3.30 you're getting for it. It's great price against something like, what's that horse? Port Louis, who is just... It just doesn't know how to win.
So Festival Dancer's going for 5 in a row, isn't it?
Yep. And I think, you know, 3.30 to win, go for it. And then just for those degenerates tuning into some harness action on Menangle, I've got Expensive Ego, a Luke McCarthy, Belinda McCarthy, second favourite to win the heat come Saturday. It's paying $1.65. I think it just should. Doesn't matter if it's on the second row. It will just burn them, and I think it just wins. I know that Tommy and I, we've got an insider horse on in that field as well. Rusty's running in the same race, Tommy. But I just don't. I want to be cheering Rusty on, but at the same time, Expensive Ego is, what, a three-time Group 1 winner. It's got credentials on the board. And the pairing of the McCarthys, I mean, they're unbeatable. So $1.65 for them. That'll get you $18.63.
That's race number six, too. The heat number two?
Heat number two, correct.
Sweet. All right. Well, hopefully we'll do all right. And Coey's chucked in a bit of harness action to for everyone to sweat if they've got it going. So beautiful. All right, boys. Fingers crossed we stay alive and it's not a complete slop fest at Rose Hill. But fingers crossed Tambo's made, eh?
Fingers crossed.
All right, enjoy the pub. Thanks, Tommy.
See you, boys.
See you guys. Ta-ra.